Hello again, running friends. It's James here again, and I'm back with another one of my daily running podcasts. I want today to talk really quickly about pacing when it comes to the long, slow run. Whether you're marathon training, whether you're training for a half marathon, 10K, 5K, whatever you're training for in terms of distance running, the long run is super important, and getting the pacing right of your long run is even more important. A lot of the mistakes we see people making when it comes to the pacing of that long run is that they are running those long runs too fast. Okay, there's a lot to be said, and I'm not going to get deep into the technical detail of the reasoning, but there's a lot to be said for slowing down to eventually run faster and actually building that underlying aerobic engine, that aerobic base that really does fuel all your different efforts when it comes to distance running. Even if we think of 5K as being a distance which is short, fast, and hard in comparison to a marathon, let's not forget, in the world of track athletics, 5K is still one of the longest distances that people run. So it's very much still a long distance run, rather than anything more kind of sprint related, etc. So as such, your ability to keep improving when it comes to your 5K time, let alone your marathon time, is very much determined by your aerobic fitness, your aerobic capacity. So again, getting that long, slow run paced correctly so that you are working on your aerobic fitness rather than training in this gray area where you're running a little bit too fast to be truly training the aerobic system, and not really fast enough to be getting any speed training benefits out of it, and you're really just making yourself tired. That's not really where we want to be. So the question from Heidi was asking about how to keep your heart rate low whilst doing your long, slow weekly run. And of course, Heidi, I don't have any context, unfortunately, in the question that you left in terms of what kind of pace you're looking to run long and slow at. But, you know, indicating in your question that you are working with heart rate, it is interesting to know that you've got, again, the objectivity of having something to keep an eye on in terms of your effort level. But heart rate is so closely tied in with other markers or other measures of effort, particularly the one I want to talk about today, which is breathing rate. Okay, so you can run around and try and keep it nice and easy pace-wise, try and keep it slow, and constantly be looking at your heart rate. And it's very hard to, once you feel like you're running, you know, you feel like you can't do much more to run slowly, it's kind of hard not to get frustrated by perhaps your heart rate, which doesn't seem to be dropping to a point that you want it to. Now, of course, everybody's heart rate zones are very, very different. I do get some people on Strava every now and again piping up and saying, how on earth do you run run at the pace you are with your heart rate so low? A lot of the time when I'm doing my easy runs, I'll try and keep my heart rate beneath 130 beats per minute. But that's a function of me having a very low maximum heart rate, about 175 beats per minute. Other people will be in completely different zones depending on their own physiology. But if you are confident that your heart rate zone that you're trying to reach in terms of your long run is appropriately set, then what you can do, rather than simply focus on trying to, you know, keep an eye on your watch, keep an eye on your heart rate on your watch, and try and continuously slow down, is to actually try focusing on breathing rate. Okay, breathing rate being the other measure of effort that I wanted to talk about today. If you focus on breathing at a certain rhythm, which is slow enough so that you have to really focus on keeping control of your pace so that you can maintain control of your breathing, then that will force you to slow down to a point where your heart rate, it's easier to actually allow your heart rate to again slow down in accordance with your pace slowing down as well. So what do I mean by a certain rhythm? Well, if you think about either a 3-3 rhythm or a 4-4 rhythm. And by that, what I mean is you're taking, by a 3-3 rhythm, you're taking 3 steps to complete an inhalation and 3 steps to complete an exhalation. So 3 steps in, 3 steps out. 3 steps in, 3 steps out. To slow yourself down even further, try 4-4. So you're breathing in across 4 steps, and then breathing out across four steps. 4-4 in particular, if you're running too hard, you will struggle to maintain the control of that 4-4 breathing rhythm. So to get that right, you'll have to slow down, and you'll find your heart rate should take a little bit of a drop along with you slowing that down. Okay, so a nice way of changing your focus so that you're not entirely focused on the number on your Garmin when it comes to your heart rate, but instead focus on keeping the effort level low by focusing on your breathing, and there allow your heart rate to drop off the back of keeping your effort level nice and low. Anyway, it's certainly something that helps from my perspective. I've been using this for quite some time now to great effect. Lots of the clients that I work with equally do very similar, many exactly the same, but again, you try and tailor this to the individual, but it is a really helpful little tool to have rather than just constantly watching your heart rate monitor and getting frustrated because it's not dropping to where you believe it should be. Anyway, I hope that helps. Do let me know if you're enjoying these little daily podcast episodes. It would do me a massive favor to those of you who are listening to this through iTunes. If you'd head over to iTunes and leave a review, leave a rating, let me know what's on your mind. I'd be incredibly grateful. So thank you if you do decide to do that. I truly do appreciate the support. And I'll be back tomorrow with another one of these podcasts. I'll speak to you soon. Bye now.